At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock hour. Getting closer and closer to the football season, less than a month away. Mac, how many days away are we?
Jamal Charles days away, 25.
Are you sure about that?
I mean,
because 21 would be Friday, 22 would be Thursday, 23 would be Wednesday, 24 would be today, right?
If you counted today, it would be 25.
If you count today, it'll be 24, though, isn't it?
It's 24 days away.
I don't know.
If you count today, it's 25.
Okay. If you count today, it's 25. That's what I thought it was. If you count today, it's 25.
Correct.
Well, but Friday's 21 because that's 3 weeks away, right? So Thursday would be 22 days away. Wednesday would be 23 days away.
I get what you're saying.
Tuesday would be 24 days away. You just do the math backwards.
Well, I'm just counting from today. September 1st is 21 days away today.
We've got a Chiefs game coming up.
That's right.
Just a little over 3 weeks.
Friday's 21 days. The rest of that, the hell if we know.
I don't care.
Public education at KU at its finest. I got a D in math at KU.
Oh, man. Math was, not my strong suit.
I got an F in high school and then got a D in college. Hell yeah. Calculus, though.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, nice. Okay, calculus. I didn't even do that. 24 days. Jamal Charles days away or not Jamal Charles days away. Doesn't matter. Here we are. When did you realize, and got this from Bob in the bullpen yesterday. I thought it was a great question.
Thank you.
Thought a lot about it. Talked to my brother about it. It's a good conversation. When did you realize, and there's no right answer. There's a million answers to this. When did you realize how good Andy Reid was, and I want to hear y'all's answers as well. 913-586-7965. When did you realize how good Andy Reid was?
You know, there's so many different moments that you could point to, you know, and realize how good Andy was. You could realize it after his first year, right? I mean, they took a 2-14 team, went 11-5 in that first year. But as we were talking yesterday, the running back situation came up. And right in the first year that they were going to the AFC Championship game to face the New England Patriots in December, they cut Kareem Hunt. And they still managed to go all the way to the AFC Championship game and overtime. I thought when they cut Kareem Hunt in that December day, it was it. The season was over. That was just another, you know, kind of pelt on the wall of bad Chiefs moments that we've had to live through. And they found a way to get it done the rest of the way and almost get to the Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes, his first year as a starter after cutting Kareem Hunt. And I think that's at the point in time where I realized it doesn't matter who Andy Reid puts out there. This guy wins games. He knows how to win football games.
Dr. Magenstein, when did you know?
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, you started to see starting then, but then, of course, the evolution over time, you're like, damn, it really, really, really doesn't matter. The offense is good. The defense isn't. The defense is good. The offense isn't. No line. Whatever.
Right.
He knows how to get through it. He's figured out all the answers. There's so many answers for me. My brother brought up a good one that I'll mention is really just the first time before he even coached a game, they got Alex Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, wait, the Chiefs can go.
Did you watch the documentary last night or not?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
Because that's a big part of the first episode of the Kingdom documentary on ESPN. I don't want to give it all away, but Andy sits there. He goes, yeah, when I came in here, he goes, we needed a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and it's like that wouldn't have happened without Andy Reid. The Chiefs couldn't go get guys like that. And it's like, oh, Andy Reid comes here. They go and get a guy that was actually able to work.
That's an interesting one. That's a really good street cred one. I like that a lot.
The evolution and acquisition of Travis Kelce, the On to Cincinnati game, and then when he fired one of his best friends in the business and in his profession, Bob Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be a couple of mine.
Yeah. I mean, the Bob Sutton thing changed everything, right? Then you go get Tyrann Mathieu, Spagnuolo, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, the legacy of the defense that was created with what was coming off of, like, some of the most historic offensive runs you've ever seen.
And at that time, too, I think, at least for me, I realized that the organization is definitely in tune with its fans. They're not like a lot of these organizations in sports try to act like they're smarter than you. They're not. They're run by dudes just like us. We all played grab ass as kids, scratched ourselves, spit, and some guys ended up in sports, some guys ended up in business, other idiots ended up on the radio, right? Like, we all went our separate ways. At the end of the day, we're all still guys. It's not that hard to run a professional sports organization, and don't try to be smarter than everybody else in the room and act like we're asking dumb questions when you don't like the questions that we're asking and try to turn it on the media, right? It's not that hard to do these jobs. And Andy and Brett both, like, basically just went out there and admitted and told us, yeah, we see exactly what you're seeing as fans. We're all in this together. That defense is gone.
We're changing it.
We're changing that offensive line. We're getting they have acquiesced and agreed basically with everything that we have said as fans, which I think is cool because
a
lot of times these organizations will steadfast and you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a fan or you're in the media and we're smarter than you. No, you're not, because you scratched your balls when you were in eighth grade too.
I just knew as soon as you were out of the Chiefs organization, all the truth came out. I mean, Steve Nelson, boy, he left, and we found out the truth of Steven Nelson. And then when Bob Sutton left, it was like, wow, Bob Sutton's gone. They actually did it. It's like, yeah, also, he did make halftime adjustments, didn't listen to anybody, expected more out of his players than he actually coached. And they're like, oh, okay. So Bob Sutton was not the guy.
Yeah. What about for you?
Yeah, so for me, it's after 2015. Because in his first year with the Chiefs, they won 11 games in year one.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, you're coming off an abysmal franchise where the sky was falling. Nothing was going right with this organization. They were an embarrassment to the league. And you win 11 games, right? And they're back. They're competitive. Arrowhead's got that vibe again. The aura at One Arrowhead Drive is bumping again, more than just a bunch of guys going out there to have fun, get tanked, and, you know, grill out some meats and watch a little bit of football that nobody liked. And then the next year, they won 9 games and missed the playoffs, right? And that's where you kind of have that conversation, because I remember them. You know, 2016, I'm getting my feet wet up here. I'm filling in for, you know, hosts. I'm filling in for producers, hearing people talk about the Chiefs and Andy Reid and what could happen. Like, oh, this is kind of, you know, Philadelphia-ish Andy Reid. Like, here he's falling off. Yeah, there was a good season. They played a last-place schedule. Let's pump the brakes. And then after that 9-7 year, right? So after 2015, they win 11 games again, and in his first 3 years, Andy Reid would go 31-17 as a head coach. In his first 3 years, like, the writing was on the wall right there, 31-17. Now, the problem was they couldn't win a damn playoff game.
That's right.
So a lot of winning, but not a lot of winning in the when it mattered, right? Sean McDermott-type stuff, that conversation. And then, so that's kind of when I knew that this team was always going to have the ability with Andy Reid to win 10 or more games, which was always going to give you a chance in the playoffs. Now, I didn't know that every year they would go, there would be some sort of heartbreaking loss. And, you know, since then, that 9-7 year in 2015, he's won 10 or more games for 9 straight years. And in those 9 straight years, they've won every single AFC West championship there is.
I'll take it one step further with Andy. He's won 73% of his games as the coach of the Chiefs.
Jeez.
Okay, think about that. Put that in your mind for just 1 second. When he was the coach of the Eagles, he's a pretty damn good coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, he won 58% of his games. He's winning 25% more of his games with the Chiefs than he won with the Eagles.
15%.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, you got that math.
I got that math. Can't get the other
How
math.
Many days till Friday? 58-73. 20. Ah, it's 15. Like, yes, it's right so away, weird. You knew that one. It was an 8-3.
Give him about a 40% chance.
So this guy's winning 73% of his games.
That's amazing.
In Kansas City. It is a remarkable clip. And even I'll go even one step further. In the postseason, he's won over 69% of his games here in Kansas City. He's 18-8 in the playoffs in Kansas City. In Philadelphia, wow. You know what his record was in the playoffs in Philadelphia?
Let's go.
We went to 4 straight NFC championship games. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's at least 3. That's 12. I bet he was 12-14.
He was 10-9.
Oh. Damn.
He has 28 playoff wins in his career. 18 of those are with the Chiefs. That's why I keep telling you guys, there will be dudes in the NFL in the next year or two that have no recollection of Andy Reid ever being the Eagles coach. There may be a cat in the league right now that doesn't have a clue that he was the coach of the Eagles. Because 13 years, when you come into the league at 22, roughly, minus 13, you're the math guy, not me.
Yeah, 9.
How old were you 13 years ago?
You're 9 years old.
You remember Andy Reid coaching the Eagles at 9?
No.
Probably not.
No, when you started to remember and care about sports, he was in red. He was in Kansas City.
And that's crazy. 13 years, and it seems like yesterday.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We're lucky, man. Hell yes.
We're so lucky to have Andy Reid, and we're so lucky to have Patrick Mahomes, too.
And the one name that nobody mentions that you're lucky to have is Clark Hunt, because he gets on the plane and says, Andy, you are not flying to Arizona. Here is a check. My signature is there. Just fill it in. I'll be right back in 5 minutes. And that's how the story starts.
Andy Reid has won 28 playoff games since the year 2000.
Nuts.
That's okay? Crazy.
I'll get a little nuttier for you. He's won 28 games since the year 2000. That's more than every team in the NFL except the Patriots, who have 30 playoff wins.
28 games in the playoffs since
28, 2000? Yeah. He's won 28 playoff games since the year 2000. More than every NFL team, with the exception of the New England Patriots, who won 30. Andy wins 3 this year, and the Patriots don't get in. He will have more playoff wins since the year 2000 than every team in the NFL.
Bundle-a-roo-ski.
The Eagles come in at 2 with 20 playoff wins.
Damn. Yeah, that makes sense.
And the Chiefs come in at 3rd with 18 playoff wins.
Jeez. So it's Patriots, Andy Reid, and then the two teams Andy Reid's coached for.
Right. And also, since the year 2000, Patrick Mahomes has more playoff wins than 4 NFL franchises. Only the Patriots, Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs, because you count the Chiefs, as a franchise, have more playoff wins since the year 2000 than just Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. And they barely have, the Chiefs barely have more than Patrick Mahomes.
They got one more win. Patrick Mahomes has 17 playoff wins since the year 2000.
Wow.
More than every team in the league except four.
It's insane.
You want to talk about domination?
Yeah. And then he says this team may be his best to Kay Adams yesterday.
That's right.
Think about that.
And to give reference to a guy who turned around his franchise to be successful the way they are now, Dan Campbell in his first 3 years.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Went 17 and 27 and 20. Let's see here, 9.
Well, they went 2 and 14 his first year. Or
three,
something.
With Detroit. I'm sorry, I was looking at Miami. So yeah, with Detroit, they went 3 and 13, yeah. 9 and 8, and then 12 and 5.
That's a great turnaround
for sure.
That's how they usually work in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Stink, decent, good,
good,
right,
and now stay good. Now that's
now you got to stay good. Yeah, and that's hard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.